I only believe. This comes from a supernatural encounter I had, an opportunity to get away this week for 3 days to a women's, it's called a time apart, and really that's what it was. Time apart, no TV, no, you know, entertainment. It was strictly just getting into the Word, getting to the presence, practicing the presence of God, spending time soaking in God's presence, hearing His voice, and all that. And during one of those little sessions of getting away, I was sitting down on a bench, and I was looking over kind of like a stream and just a lot of trees and a lot of land, and I was just spending time with the Lord. I was asking the Lord questions that they had given me, and then I was hearing what God had to say in response. And so I had done the exercise, asked God the questions. I mean, immediately, I was probably done in like 5 minutes because God was just like responding like that, because it was like a practicing hearing from God kind of thing. And I was done with that exercise. I decided, okay, I'll just spend time with the Lord. So I started just to worship the Lord, and all of a sudden, I had a spiritual vision. And Jesus, I was sitting on this park bench, and Jesus came and sat down right next to me. Before I share that with you, Mark 9 17 through 25, I'm going to read. Mark 9, 17 through 25. Today we're talking about only believe. We're talking about how to walk in the supernatural, really. So verse 17, one of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son so that you could heal him. He's possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever the spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground, and it causes him to foam at the mouth, grind his teeth, and become rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it." Jesus said to them, he got fed up, he got really perturbed. He said, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." They couldn't do it. Something was off. Like, they couldn't get the boy free. So they brought the boy to Jesus. But when the evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the child into that violent convulsion, and he fell to the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. "How long has this been happening?" Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, "Since the boy was little, the spirit often throws him into a fire or into water trying to kill him. Have mercy on us, Lord. If you can help us, help us." And he says, "What do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked. "Anything's possible if a person believes." Amen. Hallelujah. And the boy instantly cried out. He says, "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief." I think a lot of us are right there, aren't we? We believe. But when you see something that is like impossible for you, you get scared. "Lord, help my unbelief." You know, you get worried, like, what if something doesn't happen? And this is what the Lord taught me through this vision. And so I'm just going to share it, and then I'm going to just expound on through the Word. So Jesus came to sit down next to me while I was sitting on the bench, and he took my hand, and he said, "Let me show you how to walk in the supernatural." So we stood up instantly, and we were holding hands, and we came to that stream, and he said, "Believe that you can walk across the stream because I am with you, and I hold your hand." Then we walked across the stream together to the other side. Then we came to a man, just shortly after we crossed that river, we came to a man who had a crooked knee and he was on a crutch. And he said to me, he had me lay my hand on this man's knee. And Jesus held my other hand and he said to me, "Believe that you can heal his knee and it will become straight." Again, he said, "Because I am with you. The power is because I am with you, and all things are possible if you will believe this. If you will believe, I am with you, and it is I who does the work. believe, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So whatever we face, whether it's the fact that we have to cross a river, it's happened even times outside of the Bible. But it's also happened in the Bible several occasions. They walked on or through water. Because why? Because Jesus was with them. God was with them. All things become possible. We see in the Word of God, and we don't doubt it for a second, that people are healed. Believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And we know the Word of God is true. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what's the problem? We need to believe. All things are possible when you believe. Let's turn to Isaiah 41:13. He says, and this is so awesome. I love how when you have a vision, you have an encounter with God, God confirms it with his word. I mean, really, it's all he does is his, shows you his word, whether it's through vision or word, you know, spoken word. He says in Isaiah 41, verse 13, for I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord God, and I say to you, do not be afraid. I'm here to help you do this. Isn't that awesome? I'm facing this river. And he says, only believe and we can cross this river. Because he's holding my hand. And that's Isaiah 41. Believe that you can lay hands on the sick. Why? Because I am with you. So really all he's doing through vision form is showing me how his word works, how we can walk in the supernatural. And he tells us here, because he's holding our hand in whatever it is that we're facing, we can walk in the supernatural. Who would have a little more confidence if Jesus was holding their hand while they walked across a river or walked on a lake or laid hands on the sick? You would have a lot more confidence. So then we just need to take this scripture and imagine it and say, he never leaves me nor forsakes me. He's with me always. Isaiah 41:13 says that he's holding my right hand. So when I lay hands on this person, I'm going to imagine, envision the word of God, that Jesus is holding my hand. And it is not I who does the work, but Christ in me, or Christ with me, who does the work. Amen? Deuteronomy 31:8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, so don't be afraid or discouraged. So the fact that God, in both scriptures there, God says, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged, is the number one thing that the enemy tries to get us into to hinder us from walking in the supernatural. We get afraid, it's not going to work. We get discouraged, it didn't work last time, whatever. But God's given us a key here. That if we'll cling to this, if we will imagine it meditate on the fact that he is with us and that all things are possible if we'll do what? Believe that he is with us. Then there's a greater anointing and a greater power that will be released for you to walk in the supernatural. Our confidence, see what caused the disciples not to be able to cast the devil out of that boy was he scolds them for it. He says, you faithless generation, you people who are not believing, do I have to do everything for you? We're the hands and feet of Jesus now, and he actually said, it's going to be better that I go away because I'm not going to just be with you, I'm going to be in you. And we talked about that a few weeks ago, Christ in us, the hope of glory. But now with that, we need to have confidence and boldness that there's a greater anointing and a great ability to walk in the supernatural if we'll only believe, truly meditate on the fact that he is with us. He is holding our hand all the way. A little child holding its parent's hand, it's like nothing can go wrong. You know, they feel protected, they feel loved, they feel encouraged, they feel like everything's possible. Well, that's why we need to meditate on the fact that he's holding our right hand. He goes before us, he's with us, he doesn't leave us or forsake us. There's no situation that's too big or too small for him. All things are possible when he's with us. Well, guess what? He's always with us. He's always holding our right hand. He even says he goes before us. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? So our confidence and faith is in that he is with us, and it is he who does the work. If you can believe, maybe you can't believe that I can, you know, or that you can, but certainly you can believe that he can, right? He, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who raised the dead, who cast out devils, who healed the sick, who walked on water, who caused the blind to see, you know he can do that work. And he hasn't changed. Well, then the rest of it's true. And he says it's not you who does the work. It's Christ in you. Our only job is to believe that he is still doing the work today. The disciples' only job was to believe. But when they doubted in themselves, they cut off from the supernatural. And God just wants us to be believers, if we call ourselves believers, believe that he can do this work. And then, therefore, Philippians 4:13, we step into this. I then can do all things. How? Through Christ who strengthens me. It doesn't say I can on my own do anything, you know, that I believe I can do. It's through Christ. Because I'm holding his right hand. Or because he lives in me and through me. I can. So when I'm faced with a situation where whether he wants me to lay hands on the sick, whether he wants me to preach the gospel, or whether I'm in danger and I need to cross a river that's over my head that I can't wade through, rushing waters and I can't swim through, supernaturally I need to cross that river. All things are possible because he is with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In Mark 11:22, let's turn there. In Mark 11:22-24, then Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. Or you could say, just believe in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, if you'll believe, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really do what? Believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. That's why he tells us, don't be afraid, don't be worried, only believe. Because worry and fear eliminate faith. Worry and fear cut you off from the supernatural. It cuts you off from faith. And that's why the disciples, they got into worry and fear. They were looking at the scariness of how this boy was throwing himself on the ground and foaming at the mouth. They got into fear rather than into faith and believing that God could set him free. So he says, if you'll believe, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And if you won't doubt in your heart, it will happen. I tell you, you could pray for anything. It sure sounds like all things are possible. For anything. And if you believe that you receive it, it will be yours. I'm going to stop there. So the key ingredient in all these passages of receiving anything from the Lord, being used by God to any capacity, there's one key ingredient to stepping and walking in the supernatural and having the word work for you. And that is simply believe. Don't doubt. Believe. because all things are possible to him who believes. Having faith in God and believe in Jesus is with you, and that he still has all the power is the key to walking and living a supernatural life. I love how Jesus comes to me and he says, I'm sitting there and he says, let me show you how to walk in the supernatural. I mean, it was simplicity with him. It was simply, he takes me by the hand and he says, just believe when you're holding my hand that you can do this. Okay. And we just walk across. It was like lickety split. And then praying for this man with the crooked knee, he's walking and he has, you know, one crutch and his knee's crooked so he can't, you know, walk without that crutch. And he just says, lay hands on him, but he's holding my hand the whole time. He said, just believe. Why? Why would I believe? Because Jesus is with me. I have confidence when Jesus is with me. I believe that his power is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that he hasn't changed, and that if he healed crippled people before, he can heal crippled people now. He is where my faith is in. It's not in myself, but it's in him, and I know that he's with me always. I know that he's living in and through me, and it's not I who has the power. It's not I who's doing the work, but Christ in me, the hope of glory for the people. Christ in me. So our faith in the fact that Jesus can and still will move today in the supernatural is the key to walking in the supernatural yourself. In Luke 10:17, it says, when 72 disciples returned after he had sent them out to do these supernatural works, 72 disciples returned to him joyfully, reporting, Lord, even the demons are subject to us. Even the demons obey us when we use your name. Why? He was with them. Even though he sent them out, his spirit, when he gave them the authority, when he gave them the direction to do something, his spirit went with them and he worked together with them with miracles, signs, and wonders following. And he's doing the same thing today. He was teaching them how it would be right now. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. Matthew 28:20 says, he is with us always, even until the end of the age. So when we use his name, what we're doing is we're actually inviting Jesus, release your power into this body. Jesus, I need you. He's holding my hand. I need to cross through this storm to the other side. I need to cross this finish line. Jesus, I'm with you always, even until the end. Isn't that good news? Hallelujah. In Matthew 28:18-20, he says, it says, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and in earth. So therefore, go. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach the disciples to obey all the commands I am giving you today. And be sure of this. So this is the key to the commission, the Great Commission. Be sure of this. Believe this. I am with you always, even until the end of the age. So where's our lack of confidence? Is when we're not holding our Father's or Jesus' right hand. Where's the fear come from? It comes from us thinking we're alone, that we have to do the work by our own strength or by our own power, and it's not the case. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's I can do all things, but it's only through Christ who strengthens me. Jude 2:20, he says, build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. There's a reason for that, because it builds your faith, your believing in the fact that he is with you. It builds you up to where you have a more consciousness that Christ is in you. You become more sensitive to what he's doing or what he's saying. And when he tells me to do something, whether it's through the word and I can just act on the word, or whether it's specific to do something specific on a certain day, when he tells it to me, I know he's with me and I can accomplish all things because it's Christ who strengthens me. So Jesus' great commission wasn't given to us to go accomplish without power, but he gave us the assurance. Right at the end of the Great Commission, he says, but don't worry, I will be with you always. I'm going to be holding your right hand. I'm going to go before you. I'm going to be behind you. I'm not only going to be with you, I'm going to be in you. He's like making sure to cover all the bases, whatever way you need to think. He's with you, and you are with him. And his power has not diminished. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he is with you, and he has that same power. And when you go to do his work, he works with you. He releases his power. You won't lay hands on someone if you don't believe he's with you. You won't be out there in the marketplace or at your job or at the park or whatever and lay hands on someone or go greet somebody to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior if you don't actually believe that he'll watch over his word and perform it. See, because it's he who does the work. So doubt is actually what is muting the mouths of believers who are not believing. Because if we'd only believe, all things would be possible. We would see. That's why the disciples, you know, they got this great commission and they turned the world upside down. They were believing believers. They were seeing Jesus work with them by his power and by his glory. And they believed that he had their hand. Amen. Let's turn to Matthew 14. It's another good example. 28 through 31. Oh, I'm in Mark. So we know the story of Peter walking on water. There's a storm. The disciples are afraid. There's a ghost out there in the water. And Jesus is like, don't worry, it's me. And Peter's like, well, Lord, if it's you, he kind of puts his foot in his mouth a little bit, but he's like, Lord, if it's you, then bid me come. Allow me to come to you. And Jesus is like, okay, well, it's me, so come. So at first, well, let's just read this, 28. Then Peter called to him, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to walk on the water to you. Yes, come, Jesus said. So Peter went over out on the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and waves, he was terrified and began to sink. Save me, Lord, he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out, grabbed his hand, and he scolded him and said, you have so little faith. Why did you doubt me? Think about it. He's believing Jesus is with him, so he starts walking in the supernatural on water, totally impossible with man, but possible with God. But the minute he looks at the circumstance and says, what am I doing? We already felt like we were going to die, now I'm like walking on the water. This is impossible for me. I can't do this. He starts not believing in God. And Jesus starts believing in what he cannot do and starts to sink. And what does he get scolded for? His lack of believing, his lack of faith. Because when he was believing, he was walking in the supernatural. But when he started to doubt, he went down into the water. And God's so graceful and merciful. Thank you, Jesus. He'll pick us up out of that, you know, doubt and unbelief and set us, you know, on solid ground again. But Lord, help our unbelief. And how are we supposed to do that? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. Build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. If you don't have your prayer language, come up after service to the prayer team. They will get you your prayer language. Amen? Why? Because we need to build up our faith and believe and have a stronger faith in Jesus so that we don't begin to sink when the waves come. When God wants us to walk in the supernatural and we're facing a storm, He wants us to walk in the supernatural. He's holding our hand. So we need to keep our eyes on Him and keep believing. Amen. Let's turn to Mark 16, 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that what? Believe. So, not those that doubt, the signs are going to follow? No. So, it's not that signs, wonders, and miracles have been done away with. It's that believers stop believing. The disciples were supposed to continue walking in the supernatural. Jesus said He was the firstborn among many brothers and sisters who would walk in the supernatural. So what is the ingredient that is missing? Believers stopped believing that all things were possible through Christ who strengthens them. Praise you, Jesus. Mark 16, 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In My name they shall cast out devils. So that's where the disciples missed it. They weren't believing because they couldn't cast out that devil. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall handle snakes or scorpions, if necessary. And if they drink any deadly thing on accident, it will not harm them. They shall lay hand, I'm just giving you a forewarning, don't go out and try this stuff on purpose. If they accidentally do these things, if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. All these things are supernatural, totally impossible with man. But obviously, the one who created the heavens and the earth caused the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and raising the dead. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is possible for Him. And He holds your right hand. And He goes before you and says, do not fear. And He says to you in Matthew 28, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Even until we're up there in heaven with Him, after He has returned and all that, He's with us even now. And He never is going to leave us or forsake us. The plan wasn't just to be here for a moment and leave. This was a greater plan. He says, I will not only be with you, I'm going to be in you. In Him we live and move and have our being. Have faith in that. Jesus is in us. Have faith in that. I shared with you that vision I had where Jesus walked down this aisle and I was laying on the floor soaking, spending time with God after my first time preaching in Pakistan. And if you weren't here, I'll share real quick. I had a vision, the atmosphere changed, and I was spending time with God, and Jesus walked down this aisle and he literally turned around and laid Himself down into my vessel. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I heard, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's literally laying down into you when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You now are a believer. And He says, and these signs will follow those who believe that Christ is in you. These signs will follow you. They shall cast out devils in My name. They will speak in new tongues. They will handle serpents. They will, if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover because Jesus is working through us. We hold His hand and His power flows through our vessel into the lives that we touch. So before you pray for somebody, get your mindset meditating on the Word of God and the fact that it's not I who does the work. He's holding my hand and he wants to minister to this person. Isn't that powerful? This is how to walk in the supernatural. It's so simple. It's totally, completely in the Word. But if we don't meditate on it and renew our mind to what he's saying is possible, we'll walk without, even though it's available to us. Only believe he is with you and in you, and all with all his power, all his anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. Only believe that when you lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Hallelujah. So the only fault that Peter had, even though we put him down, he really was believing and he was walking in the supernatural, walking on that water in the storm. Wow. But I love that he did a little bit of both for our own good to learn. The only thing that he was at fault for was starting to doubt and get into looking at himself in the natural. And the only thing wrong that the disciples did, because later we see them come back and they're like, Lord, everything's subject to us. The demons are being cast out. The people are being healed, you know. Oh, what an amazing supernatural life we're supposed to be living. Sorry, people. <Ch-ch-ch>. Wake up. You've got Christ in you. Hallelujah. He's the hope of glory for this world to see that our God is the one and true and living God, and he lives on the inside of you. Christ in you. You have this treasure in your earthen vessel so that the excellency of the power of God would be revealed to the world. Let your light shine before men so that they may know your Father in heaven. You hold his right hand. He is with you, he is in you, and he wants to shine his light. But you must believe so that these signs can follow them who believe. I feel like my dad right now, where I could take a little lap around the church. He used to get really excited, then all of a sudden, zoom, zoom, everybody would start running. Okay, Jesus. Hallelujah! All right. Shh, okay. We got to get this into our heads, into our minds, renew our minds. You are a child of God. Christ lives in you. You are a true disciple of the living God. Just as Jesus was on this earth telling the disciples, okay, this is the plan. I'm no longer going to be with you, but I'm also going to be in you. I have been given all authority, both in heaven and in earth. Now it's your job to take that, the fact that I'm with you and I have this authority, take that and run with it. And make disciples of all men. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. With the authority that I have. Because I'm with you. Always. You've got the power. You've got the anointing because you've got Jesus. So why aren't we operating? Because you're not stepping out because you don't quite believe. We need to renew our minds and start meditating on every scripture that I'm speaking on today so that we build our faith. So that we believe, so that there will be absolutely no hesitation when we see somebody. And I'm, you know, at fault sometimes too, but when God shows you somebody and it's something that you couldn't do, then you hesitate. Well, then nothing's going to happen because he says, he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that's tossed to and fro. Let that man not think he'll receive anything from the Lord in James 1. You're going to do without if you doubt. But all things are possible if you believe. You can lay hands on the sick and see them recover, cast out devils, pray in tongues, be protected from any deadly disease or from any poisonous thing. It won't touch you if you believe. Hallelujah. I love this. So I was just finishing up my message, and then God showed me the scripture, and I was like, that's it. John 6, 28 through 29. The disciples replied, and I'm sure you're a disciple and you're replying. They replied, we want to perform God's works too. Who doesn't? I do. They said this, we want to perform God's works too. What should we do? And this is the major question throughout all Christianity. What do we need to do? Because he said we could do greater works, right? What do we do? What are we missing? Listen to this. It's so simple. So simple. They replied, we want to perform God's works too. What should we do? Listen to his reply. And Jesus told them, this is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one who he sent. Literally all God needs us to do is to believe that Jesus is with us. To believe Colossians 1:27, Christ in me, the hope of glory. To believe I can do all things through what? Jesus Christ, who is in me. How can we do, they ask, these great works? We want to do the works of God too. And if you're calling out and you're like, God, I want to do your works. God, I want to see miracles, signs, and wonders. His response is, the only thing I need for you to do, the only thing God requires is this one thing. Only believe in Jesus. How simple. So that means, just like Peter, you might start off walking in the supernatural. Your eyes are on Jesus, and that's why a lot of times when people first get saved, they are radicals for Jesus Christ, and things start happening in their lives. You hear all kinds of stories of people, when they get saved, seeing people healed, delivered, set free all around them. And then they start looking at themselves, I can't do that. Somehow the enemy gets in there with doubt and unbelief. Only believe in Jesus, God's Son. That's his only requirement to do the greater works. In John 14, 12 through 14, let's turn there. I'm coming to a close here. John 14, 12 through 14. I tell you the truth. Anyone who does what? Believes in me. Saying the same thing again. Anyone who believes in me will do the works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to the Father. You can ask me for anything. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. How clear is that? It's so funny because it's right there in our face in the Word of God. But when he gives it by revelation through an encounter with God, it's like poof, light bulb goes off. Anything's possible. I can do all things because he is with me. We just need to meditate on that. He is with me. He is with me. He is in me. In him I live and move and have my being. Christ is in me. He's the hope of glory. I can do greater works because I believe. Let me say it. Read it one more time, these two passages. John 6, 28 and 29. They replied, we want to perform God's works too. What should we do? Jesus told them, this is the only work God wants from you. To believe in the one who he sent. He's talking about himself. And then God says the same thing in John 14, 12 through 14. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. And even greater works. Why? Because I'm going to the Father. Remember, I'm not leaving you as orphans, he says later on. He says, now I'm not only going to be with you, but I'm also going to be in you, and it's going to be a greater, more effective setup. He's in us. You receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He is in you. And it is Him who wants to do the works. But you must believe. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to the Father. You can ask me for anything in my name and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. So that's why the Lord was showing me, how do you walk in the supernatural? He just showed me two occurrences, which is walking on water. It's just facing any kind of situation where it seems like you can't. With Jesus, you can. Or you're wanting to walk in the supernatural to lay hands on the sick or to cast out devils. You think you can't, but with Jesus, you can. Because He had been given all authority. And He says, now let's go together. I'm in you. I'm holding your right hand. It's just a visual for you. You know, sometimes we can't imagine Jesus laying down into us. That was a visual for me. Maybe we need His hand. So when you hold your parents' right hand when you're young, it gives you confidence, boldness. You can face that street. Right? You can face that bully. You can face anything when you hold the right hand of your Father. So that's what He wants us to believe, that He is with us. Believe that He is in us. Believe that He has been given all power and authority, both in heaven and in earth, and that everything is subject to His name. Everything. We need to meditate on that. We need to hear that more, and we need to build our faith praying in the Holy Spirit so that when we go out there into the highways and byways and compel people to come in, we're compelling them with the power of Jesus Christ. We're showing them the love of Jesus, getting them saved, getting them delivered from that oppression that has been binding them. You know, they get set free from drugs and alcohol, they're for sure going to be coming into the church to worship God. You know, they get set free from sickness and infirmity, they're going to come and glorify God. And that's what He wants to be done. He wants His Father to be glorified. It's not going to happen unless we believe that He's still doing the work. Do you believe He's still doing the work? Yes. Amen. Nothing's impossible with God. So let's just raise our hands and let's just repent for any unbelief. Let's just ask Him to remove, like that man prayed. He said, Lord, I do believe, but help my unbelief. We can't be like Peter, have a little bit of supernatural and a little bit of doubt, or you're going to sink. Because he did. He walked in the supernatural, but then he also walked in doubt. It doesn't work. He says, let that man not think he'll receive anything from the Lord. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We do want what you have given to us. We do want to walk in the supernatural. And, Lord, like the man in the Word of God, Lord, and you said, what do you mean? If I can. Anything's possible if you believe. Lord, we do believe. But we pray, Lord, right now, purge us and forgive us for any unbelief or doubt in our hearts. Forgive us, Lord, for looking at the circumstances or the waves of the sea or our feelings, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. We just repent, Lord, for any doubt or unbelief right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Father, forgive us. And we ask you, Father, Lord, just to build us up, Lord, to strengthen us, Lord, in our faith today. I know you gave us the same measure of faith, but we need to grow in our faith. It's our responsibility. Father, we ask you, help our unbelief. Help us, encourage us, Lord, by your Spirit to grow in our faith, to meditate on the Word of God, to listen to the Word of God, and to do the Word of God, Lord, and to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So that, Lord, when trials come, when temptation comes, when encounters come where you want us to pray for the sick or we need to walk in the supernatural, God, that we only believe. I just thank you, Lord, right now. Just ask you, Lord, just to fill us afresh with your Spirit and Holy Spirit. We welcome you. We invite you. Purge us of any unbelief or doubt right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command doubt and unbelief, you flee in the name of Jesus Christ. Be cast into the sea and do not return in Jesus' name. I just worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. People, you are a supernatural church. You are called to walk in the supernatural. You are called, and he said it, my disciples, any believers, they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It should not be the way it is now. It should be way more happening among the body of believers. I'm talking like through the body of believers in the world. Way more. Only believe. Everything becomes possible. Hallelujah. Woo!
Hallelujah.